7 down, 3 to go. Yes, it's time once again for our daily feature analyzing the buzzwords of the major presidential candidates, 9 Democrats and President Bush. When we say buzzwords, we mean words or phrases the candidates use that have both a surface meaning and also a hidden message, a subtext that certain voters will get. Joining us again is Slate's chief political correspondent, Will Salatin. Will, who's up today?
Alex, today it's Bob Graham, the Democratic senator and the former governor of Florida.
Okay, and what is Bob Graham's first buzzword for today?
Grandchildren.
Grandchildren from Senator Graham. Here's an example in which he mentions his own 10 grandkids.
I will be guided by the goal of assuring that those grandchildren and all of those in their generation have an opportunity to grow up in a better and a safer and an America that offers greater opportunities.
Will Salatin, what does Bob Graham mean when he mentions grandchildren?
He means, I'm thinking about the future.
And what's he hiding?
When you think about my age, think of my happy little grandkids, not my medical records.
Right. He had open-heart surgery earlier this year. And finally, Will, the subtext.
The subtext to seniors in Iowa is, get your carcasses to the caucuses.
Carcasses to the caucuses. Okay. And what are Bob Graham's next buzzwords?
Electable wing.
And do you have an example of Senator Graham using electable wing?
Alex, this is a reaction to a phrase that Howard Dean has been using on the campaign trail. Dean likes to say he comes from the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party. What Graham tells audiences is, quote, I come from the electable wing of the Democratic Party.
What does he mean for the voters there?
Well, he means he's a moderate Democratic former governor like Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton.
And what is he hiding?
Howard Dean is also a moderate Democratic former governor, and he's got pretty much the same positions Graham does.
And the subtext?
Vote for me because I assure you other people will vote for me, even though if you were in their shoes, you wouldn't.
Okay. Final buzzwords from Bob Graham.
A-team.
And an example of Senator Graham using A-team?
Alex, back in May on CBS's Face the Nation, Graham said the U.S. was shifting military and intelligence resources out of Afghanistan and Pakistan to get ready for the war in Iraq.
And we haven't laid a glove on the A-team of international terrorism, which is Hezbollah.
And what does A-team mean here?
It means members of Hezbollah are the world's most effective terrorists.
And what is he hiding?
Well, they aren't the most effective terrorists who've hit us.
Okay, and what is the subtext here?
Just because I voted against the war in Iraq doesn't mean I'm a wimp.
Thanks very much. Opinion and analysis from Will Salatin, chief political correspondent for Slate. And tomorrow, we deconstruct Democrat John Kerry. And don't forget, you can hear buzzwords analysis of the 2004 presidential candidates by going to our website, npr.org. That's npr.org.